Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, promoting and advancing the craft and microbrew culture in Northeast PA. This is another edition of
The Friday Beer Buzz!
Labor Day weekend edition.
Labor Day weekend! We're not going to do that part?
No.
Okay.
The Friday Pure Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare, craft, and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. Wyoming Avenue in Exeter. Lindo Sabatini is with us, all ready for his big Labor Day weekend plans. Hi.
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 How you partying and where?
How you doing?
At your own place?
Maybe not.
It's going to be a busy, it's going to be busy as hopping at your joint this weekend.
It's going to be a great weekend. We're going to have fun.
The weather is so beautiful. It's not going to be too hot, comfortable sitting out there eating pizza, drinking beer.
Patio weather.
Yes. Love it.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. So what are we going to tease about today's offering?
To the gods.
Yes.
I don't know.
We have a beer coming up, which I won't taste it because that's my gimmick.
That's your thing.
It's my gimmick. Yeah. It works.
I don't know, Nancy. What do we got?
It's a bitter.
It's a bitter. it's a bitter.
It's a bitter. As I was starting to come around to the whole IPA thing,
but
this one's more bitey.
My question:
it's a bitter.
How a bitter is it?
It's not.
We'll find out.
Oh, it's too bitter.
It's going to make me.
Oh no! You're right.
For me.
It's an IPA.
Hilarious. Yeah,
it's an IPA.
So that's what we can say, is very popular, folks. One, I know that some of you will love this.
I made the phone call, John Webster would have came in for
oh,
this
I
one.
Know, right?
Well,
this
great.
Because he loves that hoppy stuff.
Let's get to beer news and we'll find out if I can fill those shoes. I'm not going to try to. Can I drink it like a man? We'll find out.
Doubt it.
Yeah. It's already a no.
Very confident and I will trust you.
All right, Johnny L., you can roll it.
Beer news.
It's Bill from MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
With your WIOK Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. This week, the Brewers Association has announced their top 50 producing breweries. And we'll just count down the top three. Number three is Constellation Brands. Number two is Molson Coors. Again, very, very familiar. And number one is Anheuser-Busch, as you may have already guessed. Among the craft and independent beers, five will be Duvel Mootgat, and that includes Rioma Gang and Boulevard Brewing. Number four is Tilray Brands, that comes out of the cannabis industry, and they own Sweetwater and a bunch of other breweries right now. Number three, Sierra Nevada. Number two, Boston Beer. And number one, DG Yuengling, our very own Yuengling brewery. Boston Beer and Yuengling go back and forth every year on who is number one and who is number two, but Yuengling has locked in number one now for several years. Dogfish Head will be adding 2025 Liquid Truth Serum American IPA at 7% ABV and Covered in Nugs American IPA at 6.7% ABV. The latter will be a winter release, and these will both be packaged in 12-ounce cans. And finally, Founders is adding Red Sweater IPA. That is a 6.5% ABV, 55 IBU Red IPA that will be packaged in 12-ounce cans. That is your Friday Beer Buzz News of the Week. Click on the Breaking Beer News tab on MyBeerBuzz.com.
MyBeerBuzz.com.
For all the latest details.
There you go.
There you go.
So many countdowns.
Are you ready to drink this IPA?
Well, the pressure's on because...
Are you an IPA fan?
I've come to appreciate them.
Okay. I did too. Until today.
Come on.
I feel like IPAs now
simmer
are like,
down.
If you've ever, we've all had someone we know who we liked a lot, like a good friend who dated someone we hated, and you're like, I don't like this. And eventually you just dealt. That's how I am with IPAs. Like, oh, it's all right. Not my thing, but hey,
so
I'm gonna try this.
The ones that you've had recently, what were they? They were a little bit tamer.
They were West Coast, but
this is not. Tamer. This is untamed.
This is untamed.
If you like it, folks, you're gonna. John Webster would love this.
Did you taste it?
I did. I have a question for you before.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there some gimmicky aspect to this that makes it? Okay, there's no spices to this.
I'm gonna read the description from the brewery.
It's not horrible.
All right, we're not saying it's horrible. It's just gonna be more. It's gonna be more bitter than a lot of the other IPAs. That
right.
We've had. It's going to have a little bit more of that, like,
I like this
grab. Guy. But it is a bold, juicy twist on our iconic double IPA packed with notes of pineapple, mango, and passion fruit. Do you get any of the fruit?
No.
Are you getting mango?
I'm getting the double IPA.
Are you getting passion fruit?
I'm not getting any fruits in this.
At 9%
alcohol,
really? This is Bell's Tropical Hop Slam.
Okay.
This is their OG Hop Slam is a 10% version of this beer that's done with a little bit of honey. And it's, I don't remember having this bitter hop punch that this does, but this does have a lot of, hey, how you doing? I'm hops in your mouth.
Save that. I want to use that clip later. But there's no like chili powder, chili, anything in it.
No, it's just, it's double IPA.
It's Bell's Tropical Hop Slam, which is a double IPA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I mean, yeah, I don't. Again, you're not. If you're a big IPA fan,
yeah, but you're not getting mango. I'm not getting passion fruit. I'm not getting any of the tropical.
You
stuff.
Like IPAs, so do you like this? But it's,
I like. I mean, I like beer.
Right.
I mean, I don't really. There's not really a lot of styles of beer that I'm going to say I won't drink that. Mm-hmm. IPAs, I don't grab for all the time. This year, I've kind of been drinking more IPAs than I used to, but this, I don't hate it. I get. Your face. I understand why your face twisted.
It's just me. Look, there are people who love this. This is a very popular style. So if you like hoppy, this is it. I just kind of like the tamer ones.
In 20, In 2002, this would have been a regular grab. Everybody would have been like, all right, it's an IPA. It's got the, it's a little stronger than some of the other ones. But everything got confusing in the last 10 years with the New England IPAs and the North, like all right. the other hazies and juicies. This is an old school double IPA.
There used to be, there was no such phrases like, there's an IPA for everybody. Like it was either you liked IPAs or you didn't.
Yeah, now there is an IPA for everybody.
I don't know the answer to this, and everyone is different, but like, say we keep bringing up John Webster. Hey, John, how are you? But like, would he, you know how he drinks, would he,
love to
knock back three or four of these? Or is it just
he would have grabbed the rest in the can so far. Yeah,
but is it something where like, when you like someone who's like, just take like a regular can and just chug a beer, you wouldn't chug this,
and
right?
And Bill would be all over this as well.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm neither of those guys. Well, but no, I like to like almost try to figure out what I'm tasting. Not in a bad way, almost like it's like a mystery.
So as we're talking about it, the tropical notes is coming from the hops. They're not adding those fruits that I mentioned. So the hop portfolio, whatever they grabbed for the hops in this beer are all tropical hops.
The more I drink it, the less bite it has. I don't know why.
Your mouth is used to it. The first sip that Nancy took, she almost fell off her chair. But no, she's.
I can see now why.
Yeah,
it's a slam. I think it's great for people who like that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you I like every beer, everybody.
I honestly like it better than I thought I was going to, because I was afraid that it was going to be just like juice.
It's not.
It's hoppy. Yeah. It is hoppy.
Okay, so you didn't bring this in to like say, yeah, hey, see if you can handle a.
No, I haven't had it yet.
Oh, interesting.
I wanted to try it.
So here's the problem. I don't know if you know this, but Linda's got like 3,000 beers, maybe more?
Yeah. Give or take.
So there's a lot. If you drank them all, you'd be sleeping all the time, probably.
And divorced.
This is true.
It's interesting. So yeah, I kind of like the complexity. I sound like such a snob saying that, but I like what they're trying to do here.
Yeah.
It bites, but it doesn't linger.
You're not drinking it tomorrow, though.
Can I bring us home? No, I probably wouldn't. It wouldn't be my beer of choice, but... At first, I was going to say,
do you like the other ones that we've had recently, the IPAs that are not? What are they? You said West Coast?
Well, they were West Coast, but they weren't.
They weren't as hoppy.
They weren't face kickers. This gets you right in the face.
Yeah.
I've learned to really like the IPA that surprises me in this way. It's like, oh, it's an IPA, but wait, where'd it go? It's gone. I can just get the flavor.
Go ahead. What's the one you like?
Fiddy Head. No?
Fiddlehead. Fiddlehead. Fiddy scent.
Sorry.
Fiddlehead.
I can never remember it. And I always, that's my go-to mistake. No, this is good. It's just, it's really taught me to appreciate them a little bit more than I ever did.
Having the word tropical, you want to know why I picked this beer? Having the word tropical in it. And summer's coming to an end.
Yeah.
I figured I would grab it. Because
but it doesn't have that tropical fruit flavor.
Because now we're supposed to start drinking pumpkins. And,
is that what's coming up next week? No.
I don't know if I'm going to be here next week.
Okay.
I might skip next week.
Good to tell us that now.
Are you going to take my idea of drinking all your beers?
No.
Okay. It's like suddenly I just slept all week.
I'm going to drink all of the beers in Belgium next week.
It's out.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to Belgium. So if I can call in, I don't know what my schedule is going to be like on that day. I'll let you guys know the day before. But
all right.
We'll figure it out. Just enjoy your trip and not worry about us.
I think you should take us with you, and we should do it by like Comrex.
That's a good idea.
I'm saying that's the best idea you've had in a long time. Let's pack.
We'll have a good time.
It'll be 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You have called us before from Belgium?
I have, but this trip has an itinerary, so I have to see where I'm at.
You'll be busy.
Yeah. It's a tour group? Like, all right, the Americans on the bus.
Going to a bunch of different breweries with the same importer.
So it's business, though.
Yeah, that's when he gets paid for by
it's business. It's business for the tax purposes. Yeah.
All right. Well, you let us know. Have a good time. But anyway, if you like hoppy beers, folks, this one's good. It's Bell's Tropical Hop Slam, the beer today. All right. Have a safe trip. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And make sure you guys get to Sabatini's this weekend. It's going to be just gorgeous.
When you leave, is it like your parents going away when you're in high school? Do your workers throw parties?
I'm sure
Shannon's going to hold down the floor.
That's right.
I'm sure they're going to tell me it's all fine.
All right, have a great weekend. The Friday Beer Buzz, powered by Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar in Exeter. Sabatini's, the area's greatest selection of rare craft and imported beers. Growlers and crowlers and 43 rotating drafts at Sabatini's Pizza and Sabatini's Bottle Shop and Bar. Wyoming Avenue in Exeter, you know the Friday Beer Buzz, bringing good beers and good people together.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.